another night alone in the cruise nest with me, your boy, Grant Lincoln. That's right. I'm here by myself, Abraham Lincoln's great, 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 great grandson. I am in charge of props. I am in charge of keeping the ship afloat, and I'm in charge of the thermostat. I'm in charge of so many things, but I am not in charge of costumes or stunts. Those tasks, those are the domain of my good, good friends, Leopold Bordeaux, who is currently on the Battle of the Bulge. He is traversing the Outlands, getting to know his newfound appendage. And Dorsch, he is, I believe he's...
here.
Oh, you are here.
Yeah. I was just sitting in the shadow.
Oh, God, Dorsch, I had no idea. I thought it was just... wow, you...
I was trying to meditate in this corner in the dark once everyone left, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess you came here and started yelling at the microphone. So there goes my... it was only, what was it? It started at 3 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. It's only a 6-hour meditative trance that you've disturbed.
I'm so sorry. Do you want me to go? Don't answer that question, honestly.
Oh, it's just 6 hours of pure mindfulness focus.
I see.
Building consecutively over and over and over for a 6-hour period, but you know.
Okay, and then I just came, you're saying I came in here and I ruined it.
Not a big deal for someone to just destroy it, you know.
Okay.
I'm very peaceful from that.
Oh, good, good. That means that this is going to go smoothly then.
Can wait, is what I've learned.
The what can wait?
Revenge.
Oh, okay, I guess I've got that in my future. But so it's good to know that you're here, buddy. I know that we've both been very busy working on the new Baby Geniuses movie.
So exhausting. Man,
they are rebooting anything these days.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I didn't know there were that many Baby Geniuses also.
No, yeah. It's Mensa it's Mensa for Tots. It's Minitsa. Minisa. It's like Mensi. No, it's not Mensi's. It's Mensa for tiny people. No, it's not Mensa for tiny people. It's Mensa for babies.
I think they just decided after all the mistakes, they just said it's Smart Baby Organization.
Yes, it's SBO.
SBO.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
Sbo. But we've been working hard at the new Baby Geniuses movie. It's just called Baby Geniuses. They're rebooting the whole franchise. But this time, these babies are geniuses. I know last time they had, you know, voice actors play the babies, but this time they found the smartest little babies in the world.
Some of them are pretty big too, like that kung fu scene. That was a big baby.
I'm not convinced that that Jeffrey, the one who plays Jeffrey, is not Danny DeVito in a onesie and a pacifier. But we'll just have to wait and see. But Malcolm, I saw Malcolm. It looked like he was doing his taxes. He was just out in the cafe, and I asked him if he wanted to come drop by and be the first baby on the show. And he said, of course, I'd be honored. If I didn't know he was a baby, if I was just talking to Malcolm on the phone, I would have thought he was like a Yale-educated scholar. He speaks so well, and his accent is like pristine. You can't really tell where it's from, but it is. Oh, he just sounds so good. And I'm expecting him to show up in his stroller. He's got one, you know, those wheelchairs that are like motorized. He's got a motorized stroller, so he takes himself on walks.
Yeah, he ran over my foot. He's got like 6-inch industrial strength tires.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those things are monsters.
Yeah,
but yeah, Malcolm's on his way. So, do you want to quickly introduce yourself, and then we'll see if he's rolling on in.
Sure. I'm Dorsch. I'm the stunt lead man, action boy extraordinaire. I do everything that's exciting and fun in the movies, and I taking on a little bit of extra responsibility with Leo gone. I've been doing a couple of the wardrobes, but mainly through stunt related techniques. So making stuff with like a chainsaw that you're juggling, or driving a dirt bike through a piece of fabric to make a dress.
Yeah, I made Charlize Theron a dress fully out of 2x4s. I am also taking on a little bit of Leo's responsibilities.
Definitely one of her less sexy dresses.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she did nail it, though. Well, there were lots of nails in the wood. It nailed her.
That's a tough subject.
Yeah. But she's okay. She's doing fine. She just got out of the ER. And she's not pressing charges, which is a delightful surprise.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, he just coming right on in. Hi. Hello, Malcolm. How are you?
Hello. Is this the podcast that you have invited me to?
Yes, this is Cruise Control. Welcome. You are the first, congratulations, you're the first baby to ever guest on this podcast, or maybe any podcast. Well,
thank you, but where my brain is, I'm sure others at similar mental capacities, so it's really not that I'm the first baby. I may be your youngest guest, but in terms of intellectual capabilities or merits, I may be far above many of your guests.
So if I were to open this jar of Gerber baby food carrot flavor, you wouldn't... Here it comes. Here it comes.
Wow, that was very delicious. That must have been freshly prepared. Thank you for that. Didn't even know I was hungry. Normally, I don't know I'm hungry until I start vomiting or burping up.
Yes, I can see your bib is quite... Was that a little... is that Sauvignon Blanc that's on your bib right now? What is that?
A little bit of Sauvignon Blanc when I can sneak it from Mama. And then, but I've been tempting myself more with a little bit of the whites lately, white wines. And
like Sauvignon Blanc?
Yes, exactly. And really, you'd be surprised. It takes about 1 milliliter to just rock me off my babas.
No, I'm not surprised at all. In Judaism, the moel will dip his pinky finger in alcohol.
Please don't remind me. It's
oh, is it still fresh?
It's quite an unforgiving experience that I have and can still remember.
Well, you're not going to do anything for 18 years.
Well, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of scenes in this movie that...
Ugh, gross.
Regardless, so, you know, this film is, you know, really spiritually connected to the smart babies out there.
Yes. I know. You are, you're the... Oh, God, I'm so sorry. To our listeners, a spider just crawled on top of the desk. Let me get that for you. There we go.
Yes. Not a fan of spiders, but thank you for squashing that problem.
You're welcome. But yeah, so as I'm aware, you're the brains of whereas Jonathan is the bronze of your buddy cop. This new baby geniuses, it's a buddy cop movie. It's Malcolm and Jonathan. Yes, you're the brains, and Jonathan is the bronze.
Yes, have you seen Jonathan's thunder thighs?
Those things are... Arnold Schwarzenegger would be jealous.
Yeah, some of those wrinkles are not just fat girls. They're actually muscles on his thighs. Oh, yeah.
I heard a rumor that Jonathan doesn't breastfeed. He muscle feeds. He latches right onto the traps, and he just sucks them dry.
Yes. Well, he's hooked on muscle milk, and that was...
Yes, that's it.
His pediatrician really was saying that it's a terrible, terrible idea, but you've got to respect his gains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's more muscle than baby right now, I think.
Yeah.
His BMI is, 170%?
The baby to muscle index? is off the charts. They created it strictly for Jonathan in this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm hoping his career trajectory was similar to The Rock, and just getting really jacked will, you know, sure. open up doors. But
so he'll play the Tooth Fairy, then he'll play a dad, and then he'll play an Egyptian king, and then he'll play a jungle.
Yes,
jungle man.
All by the time he's probably 2 to 3 years old.
Yeah. And what about you? What do you think your trajectory, your IMDb page is going to be? And that is of course, Internet Movie Data Baby.
Exactly. Yes. Well, for me, I'm more of a method actor. And so this one, I played a baby genius, which is near and dear to my heart. But I'd like to really give other walks of life and, you know, stories and really give them the good old baby try.
Sure. So okay.
I'd like to, yeah, it's really tough to get in character. And I like to believe in my regimen very close.
God, another spider. Sorry about this. There's a nest.
Oh, I've peed myself. God, would you mind changing my...
Sure. Let me take care of that. Dorsh, do you want to just man the microphone while I change Malcolm's diaper real quick?
Okay, Malcolm. I don't even... This has been eye-opening. I did not know babies were this smart. Okay. This is just... Man, he peed all over the... sorry about the chair there. And that chair over there. And, well, there's a pool.
Oh, he was not done. Okay, all right. All right, Malcolm, turn it off.
Point the stick away from... Okay.
Oh, okay. It's dying down. All right, let me just wipe you off. Do you have another diaper? Do you have a fresh diapy?
Yes, it's right there on my Chanel diaper bag.
Ooh, lovely. Okay, let me just open this up, root around in here. What do we got? Oh, look at this. We got some of those plastic teething keys. There you go. Who's a big, strong, smart boy?
Oh, it's such stimulating those things off for the mind.
All right, and let's pull this new diaper up.
But this
cinch it closed and
you've missed a spot on my backside. There's a little bit of fecal matter stuck between my thigh and my ball sack. If you
I'm not going anywhere near that.
If you wouldn't mind.
I do mind.
I cannot reach.
It
would lead to a rash.
Oh, God, you're right.
I'm not touching that. There's no way I'm touching that. So
I mean, I don't want to either, but you know the union rules.
Grant, that's on you.
Okay. All right. God, I wish Leo was here. He would love to do this in
both
a non-weird
sides,
way.
Both sides, please. All
right. Pat, pat, pat. Wipe, wipe, wipe.
A little bit of diaper cream. No.
Yep. Schmear, schmear, schmear. Powder,
a little
powder,
bit of
powder.
Peanut butter.
Oh, here you go. Here comes the spoon. Here's a little bit of peanut butter. No, breathe. Water. I have to wash it out. Okay.
I was just kidding. You can't give peanut butter to a baby. Oh, you a dumb fuck.
Called that before, yes.
God.
But now I know. Now I know not to give baby peanut butter. Okay, here. Pat, 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 pat. Let me put you on my knees and shake up and down.
Well, all right.
And put you back in your...
Well, so for this movie,
mm-hmm.
I really got into character because really the goal of this film was to demonstrate how it is to feel and be a baby, where you cannot make your needs yourself.
Okay.
And really, as a baby, it's your need to feed at all times. And the second your belly is not full, you must have food in there. And people just don't get that. And I really wanted to convey that in this film?
No, I think you did a really good job. I don't think you had an empty belly. I mean, I saw you at Craft Services. You were just going wild for all that puree.
Well, it was good puree, indeed. And there were also many types of milk from many different types of breasts, which mm-hmm. was greatly appreciated. There was the milk fountain, too, which was... Mm-hmm. I could spend all day in there.
Full disclosure, I got into that milk fountain a little bit too. That stuff is sweet.
It's a little weird when you say it, to be honest. Not so much for me. I'm a big baby. But for you, that's weird. That's aggregated breast milk from hundreds of women.
Oh, it's not just a single source?
For a single source to produce the levels in that gigantic fountain, they'd have to be an elephant of sorts.
Well, you don't know who... No, you're right. I don't think any one woman is capable. Anyway, I have a question about your development. Were you born as smart as you are, or did you have to grow up? Like, when you were initially born, did you... And I know you're only, what... Six weeks old?
No, do I look 6 weeks? I'm 7.5 weeks.
Okay, so you're 7.5 weeks old. When you were first born 7.5 weeks ago, were you just a, for lack of a better term, a dumb little baby? Was there a point A to this point B that you're at right now?
Well, it all started, I was in the womb and I was learning. So at some point in the womb, I was stupid. But when I came out of that hole... My head peeked out and I looked at the doctor. I said, get me out of this goddamn contraption. It's a mess down here.
Yeah. Okay. And what did the doctor say?
He said, what the fuck is going on with this baby?
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I guided him through the C-section and told him where to make the cuts. And I told him to apply local anesthetic. They gave me some oxygen and we were good. We were good. I stitched up my mom myself, actually, when I came out.
Oh, did you? How's she doing? Is she dealing with postpartum?
We've got a difficult relationship, to be honest. We don't talk much. She sends me milk in the mail, and that's about it. Okay. I send her money.
Do you live on your own?
Yes, I do.
Where?
I live in a place that I can get around on my automated stroller, as well as there's many tubes. So you know those places where you can send mail and then like suction tubes?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I just tube around the house.
Okay. And so you had to have someone come in and is this a one-of-a-kind setup or?
Well, there was a place where a rich fellow lived with a bunch of rabbits that he would just suction about the house.
Okay. That's so specific. I really hope it's real.
I've bought that house. I've extravated that old man. And now I just use those tubes to get around myself.
And are there still rabbits?
The rabbits we have not seen, but we do smell a lot of shit.
Okay.
I blame it on the rabbits. But in all honesty, it's my poo-poo diapers.
Sure. You said we. Do you live there with someone else? Do you have a partner?
Well, it's a bit of a frat house. It's me and a bunch of other five to six
Jonathan live there too?
Smart babies. Yes. Baby geniuses. We all live there and we have, milk rages and such.
Sure. So is this movie more of a documentary rather than a straight up reboot? It sounds like they just found a house of smart babies and they said, we should turn this into a movie.
Well, it's... not a documentary, but everything you see in the film is real and actual footage of real life.
Okay.
But it's not a documentary, but it's more of a true story that's told in a movie format.
So it's nonfiction. It's dramatic nonfiction. No. Yes.
Both are right. No and okay. Yes. Let's leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that. All right. Doris, do you have any questions for Malcolm?
Well, I'm just curious, do you guys use apps to order in, milk? Or how are you all living alone? It seems as
if... Well, we use our phones.
We're not idiots. Now, these phones are pretty big. It's exhausting scrolling all day because I have to move my arm up and down. I mean, to read Reddit... I do basically...
You can read.
Of course I can
read. Well, I guess you have lines in a script, so of course you can read.
Yes. I have to move my arm up and down the entire screen thousands of times just to scroll a web page. It's exhausting.
You mentioned you order food. Do you use Boober Eats for your milk?
Exactly. We use Boober Eats, which we love. We use Instatit. That's not a bad one. Trying to think if there's anything else. Milk Dash is a good one.
Milk Dash, yep.
That covers most of our milk ordering apps. And then we get diapers delivered through Amazon. That's just standard.
Okay.
That's easy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you've got your milk, you've got your diapers. There's really not much else you need.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Here. They're bringing in here. Now, this is something I'd like you to put on. It really makes me feel at home. It maybe look like it's a bit round and it's got a tip on top, but I think you should just put it on, and I really would love to just look at you. Yes.
When you say put it on, is this a hat? Sorry, I'm trying to make out what it is.
Oh, if you unfold it, you can see it's easily a costume.
Okay. All right. Let me unfurl this.
And then the tip is actually, we're going to load that, put it on. Good.
Put this on.
And then the tip we're going to actually load with some breast milk that I bought.
Oh, this is, I'm a boob.
You're a giant boob. Now get on your knees and point your head at me.
Taking orders from a baby. I don't really like. Okay. You win. I'll do it. I'll get on my knees. There we go. George, would you mind patting him on the back so he burps a little bit?
Sure, here we go. not so hard. This is not an action film.
George, he still has soft bones. What are you doing?
Just a little lighter. Sorry about that. Let me just... take it down a notch. There you go. Here we go.
This is really sweet. I feel really close to you.
Wow. That is very satiable. Thank you for that. I bet.
Yeah, you're welcome. I won't say any time because I won't ever do this again. But yeah, you're welcome. What does your schedule look like? Do you have a... I mean, I know it's 9 p.m. Do you have a nap time? Are you smart? Are you too smart to need to nap? What? I don't fully comprehend.
The smartest people in the world nap. Leonardo da Vinci napped every 2 hours and didn't sleep. I follow a very similar schedule.
Okay.
So in about a couple of minutes, I'll need to take a nap or I'll start screaming in your face.
Oh, well, we don't want
full
that.
Full volume.
We don't want that at all. Oh, okay, I see.
And
you're
not embarrassed about being tired and screaming anymore. It's natural. It's all natural. It's what we do, and it's what we need to do to survive.
No, I hear you. So do you, when you take a nap every 2 hours, if you're in your automated stroller, does it go on autopilot and just take you wherever you need to go? Because I see there's a robot arm attached to the back of it.
There's an AI running it at all times, and it can tell when I'm aware. And if I'm not aware, the stroller becomes self-aware and begins dictating where I go, when I go, and how I go.
Oh, hold on. Is that... Let me just, you know, move aside this little tuft of hair. There is a Matrix-style... cord jacked into the back of your head connecting you to your stroller.
Me and my stroller are one, just to be clear.
Okay, so are you controlling the stroller or is the stroller who am I talking to right now?
All right, I'll be honest. This cord is the umbilical cord, and that stroller is a decompressed version of my mother.
A decompressed?
So I didn't want to leave mother. She provides very strict nutrients that I need. So what I've done is I've gotten rid of some of the extra parts of mother while in the hospital.
God.
And I've kept the main ones that will provide extra sustenance for me on the go. So I've basically put her, you know...
Please.
Help. Can't think of the right please. Words, but please. Caucus is coming out there.
Please help me. Please.
And
please.
Basically.
This is hell on earth. Please. Please.
Mother, what did we say? Be a good stroller, mother. So I've attached wheels to her, and I just plug myself in through the umbilical cord here. And now I've got some great nutrients coming in
okay.
my body.
Your mother is confined to a tiny little chamber. She does not sound happy.
It's okay. It was her purpose to create me. That's all our purpose is, to create the next generation.
Malcolm, I think you might be smarter than your own good. I think you're...
Listen, have you ever tried a cord being plugged in your belly, providing you whatever nutrients you need?
It's not
fucking
intentionally, but
exhilarating. And if you were aware and conscious of it being taken away from you, would you let it be taken away? I don't think so.
I guess if it was like life-changing and someone just tried to take a pair of scissors to it, I would probably have some feelings, but
imagine the best sensation you can think of, constantly being shot into your belly.
Okay. That's lovely. I would love that. I'd like to do that forever.
All right, so now you understand. So if you get me your mother, I'll create her into a cart like this.
Absolutely not.
I'm just being nice, so forget it.
Okay, yeah. Dorsh, I mean, what do you think about this? This is, we have
I don't
to
want
her.
To do this movie anymore.
I think we should.
It's no offense, buddy, but you're smarter than you should be, and you're creating a lot of problems.
Yeah, if you're this smart, how strong is Jonathan? Is he like, is he naturally that strong, or are these...
Who do you think got him hooked on muscle milk and human growth hormone?
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, you're not a baby genius, you're a baby supervillain.
Yes, I've created a team of super elite, stealth, lethal babies that I will use to...
Oh, God, another spider. All right, here we go.
Take over the world, and nothing, I mean nothing, will stop me.
And let me just open this jar of Gerber baby food. And do you want a little bite? Oh, no, you're full. Your belly's full. Okay, all right, closing the jar.
Hey, Grant.
Yeah, what's up, Dorsh?
If we just don't feed him or let him take a nap, I think he might just explode or something.
I was thinking I distract him and you yank that cord out of the back of his mind, and that would disconnect him from this superpowered chair.
Hey, Grant, I think that cord's plugged into his belly because it's an umbilical cord.
Oh, I previously said it was jacked into the back of his mind like the Matrix, but we can retcon that.
I didn't see that, so maybe it is.
Oh, you know what? There's a cord in his belly and his mind.
Oh, yeah, that's the neural link.
Yeah, okay. I'm in front of him, so he's busy whining, so he can't hear this. I'll distract him. I'll get close. I'll yank out the umbilical cord while you get close behind him and you yank out the neural link. Okay?
Yeah, let's just do it, Grant. Ready?
All right. I'm going to distract him with these jingly keys. Hey, Malcolm. Malcolm, do you see this? You hear this?
I'll crush the world. I'll crush you. I'll crush everyone.
Oh, you see him reaching out? You want these?
I'll crush you.
Get a little closer and dangle these right in front of your hand. And, of course, on the count of three. And one, two, three, yank! Oh, Dorsh, you didn't explode, but now it's just some stupid little baby. Wait, but what if he grows up and it turns into this megalomaniac that he was when he was checked in? Dorsh, can we let him grow up? Do we have to kill this baby?
Grant, I'm not going to answer that question, and I think you know the answer. It's no. If okay, you look like you didn't know the answer.
Right, I didn't know the answer. But you know, what I will do is I will open this hermetically sealed chamber and let his mother out.
Oh no! Where am I?
Ma'am, you're at JMP Productions, colon an asylum group property. You're on the podcast Cruise Control. The cast has gone home and the crew's in control. Welcome to Cruise Control, the only podcast where we dive deep behind the camera here at JMP Productions. You've heard of us, I imagine.
Oh, Lord, I love you guys. Thank God I'm at JMP Productions.
Wow, your husband must have been a British scholar, because you're like a Southern Belle, and your son when he talked.
We got divorced a long time ago.
My recommendation to you is to get as far away from your son as possible. After seeing,
I can't leave my baby. I can't leave.
I actually think you should. This is not a healthy relationship.
I'm taking my baby, and you guys keep making your podcasts.
Oh, God, I really feel like if we let you take this baby, we're going to have to deal with these repercussions sometime in the future.
Grant, we can't kill that baby, and this is the baby's mom. So I think we're off being able to make...
Okay, I guess we don't have any leeway here or say.
Do you know where the bathroom is? I haven't taken a shit in 9 months, please. I gotta take the biggest shit.
Yeah, it's
the umbilical cord was just sucking the shit through me as well.
Oh, gross. Yeah, it's just go out the door and it's 3 doors down on the left.
Come here, baby.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right, she's left, and at least it looks like she left the superpower stroller here, so.
So is this movie gonna still happen, or is it just Jonathan now?
That's a good question. It might just be Jonathan. It might be Baby Geniuses, just Jonathan. But we'll have to wait and find out. Dorsh, I think it's actually our nap time now.
That sounds good.
It does, doesn't it?
Very good.
You just hop into this stroller and let me see. What do I do with these plugs? No, I'm not going to plug myself in. That'd be stupid. I'll get out of this stroller. We should impound this. This can't. I'm going to put this in the lab next to the time machine where nothing can go bad. Okay. Well, it looks like there's a week's worth of traffic up ahead, so click off of Cruise Control, and we will talk to you next week.